We are this close to 7% rates. So what in the world's going on? What are we expecting with mortgage rates? So the first thing I would do if I was you, I'd go to mainstream media and just check the top news stories. So let's get over there and see what's going on. First thing we have is White House and Republicans push ahead on debt ceiling. We need this to go through, folks. I'm saying that this is what's causing a big pullback in the stock market. That's obvious. And this has also probably added about 0.5% to mortgage rates. So we're reluctantly not trying to lock people right now, because as soon as the debt ceiling is resolved, and it will be resolved, you're going to see mortgage rates come quite a bit back. But that could be a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, but it will eventually happen. Other media that you have on here is Uvalde school shooting. So a school shooting, somebody gutted because of a decision they made down in here, a tsunami, Alex Murdoch indicted. Do you see? It's just nothing but bad news and fear mongering. That's what gets most people's attention. But here on my channel, I want to give you the facts. So right now, here's what we're seeing in the theme of what's going on in real estate. And I've been saying this for months and months and months, and people deny this on a daily basis. They're saying, well, there's not a lack of inventory and there's a ton of foreclosures coming. Well, where are they? They're not here. Okay, that's what I've been trying to tell people for 2 years now. So low inventory and distressed sales. Here's why a lot of people are not selling as well. This is where mortgage rates are for people that have existing homes. And I've been saying this a long time. You have down through here, this is percentage of closed end loans, or people that have mortgages less than 3%. That would be me. 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and greater than 6. Look at the chart down through here. There was hardly nobody with a 3% rate years ago. Look at it. In the last, between 2020 and now, people gobbled up those things. Okay. But the average is right through here. You see, in most people at 3 to 4%. That's probably the norm right now. So if you're looking to buy a new house in today's market, you're selling at, let's say, 3.5% or 4% rate. You're selling into a market that the rate is maybe 7. It's a hard pill to swallow. So let's go over to the rest of this content. You're going to see through here. Now, this is a study by this independent company, their advisors, their economists, and so forth. So I want you to understand what's going on behind the scenes. So you go down through the article, and it just basically says there's basically no inventory, folks. Okay. And if you look at the bottom line, I'll post this quote or this link down below. If you go down through here, and I'll get rid of this caption here, this is the key reason existing home inventory is just not there. It's because this section right here, these people probably are really reluctant to sell because they don't want to sell and basically take a mortgage that's double the rate that they have. So a lot of people are sitting on the fence right now. That's what's happening here. You also don't have foreclosures coming to the market because you have 1.1 million homes in some kind of modification or mortgage workout. So you have all these existing houses not coming to the market. And guys, it's proven right here on your screen. You don't have this supply on the market. You don't have foreclosures on the market. You have a lot of properties not hitting the market now that would normally come out. You still have huge demand. And if you don't believe me, check out the videos that I have with realtors. We do collaborations, and check out as much data as you can telling you about the demand. I can tell you right now, we're still averaging about 20 to 25 consultations a day with first-time home buyers. That number is up to about 40 in February, March. It is down a little bit, but there's still huge demand. Check with your realtor. I can almost assure you, in your area, if you're buying a house for $300,000 or less, there's still bidding wars. So that's what's going on right there. The next thing we want to do is go over to BlackRock. Now, you guys, are the first thing you're going to say is, well, BlackRock, they're basically bought and paid. Why would they come out with any bad information or anything else? Guys, you have to find data somewhere. You have to rely on these companies. I don't go out there and sugarcoat it. I just pick exactly what's in the headlines all over the market. So that's why I Google searched it to start my video today, giving you the top headline stories. So this is what BlackRock bond chief Ryder says: U.S. economy is much better shape than the doomsdayers are saying. I've been saying that as well. You know, we're moving into a recession. But people still have money. There's going to be layoffs. Well, there's still a lot of people in mortgage modifications and so forth. But everything right now is priced basically for the whole economy and everything to basically just implode on itself. It's not that bad, folks. What's happening in the banking situation, the banking crash that was headlines just 3 weeks ago? Have you heard of it recently? No. All you hear about the banking conflicts right now is commercial debt. Well, they're probably going to get in a little bit of trouble until people go back to the offices. Why are they in trouble? Well, you have all these companies in their offices that let people work out of their houses. They have that prerogative to do. And so they're not filling up their office space. Thus, they're just throwing their money away. So they're not going to renew their leases. So that is going to play a major role when it comes to commercial lending. When it comes to residential, you guys looking to buy a house, there's not much game changers here. There's not tighter credit standards. There's actually more and more mortgage products coming out by the day. We just announced one today. I did in this morning's video. If you're out there looking to buy your house, it doesn't even have to buy your first house. But if you're looking to buy a house and you're struggling with your down payment, maybe those payments, because housing is unaffordable at this time with the house prices the way they are and record rates that we haven't seen in decades, we just launched a program, and I'm going to try to put that video right up in here. With all you need is 1% down is your down payment. We're going to get you a grant for 2%. Well, you're going to say, well, what's the strings attached to the grant? Nothing. There's no payments. There's no lien. There's nothing. You walk out of the closing, you don't owe a penny of that back. And then to make it even better for you, we're going to eliminate PMI. That's saving people probably between $200 and $400 a month. So think about it. You only need 1% to get as a down payment, plus there's no PMI saving you on your mortgage payment, probably on the average of about $300 to $350 a month. So that's what's going on right now there. Let's go over to the economic calendar to see what's taking place here. We have on Wednesday, that's today, crude oil inventories are crashing. Well, I don't really even give a, I won't say the word I was going to say. I don't really care anymore about this. Every day when I go back and forth to work, I can see gas prices changing by 20, 30, 40 cents a day. How, why, I don't know, but we won't address that. The next thing coming out is the FOMC meeting minutes. What the FOMC is the Federal Reserve. They're going to actually provide us the minutes from their last meeting to discuss, you know, what was actually discussed behind closed doors. That's what we're going to get the privy to hear and to see. So that might be, you know, cause some issues with the market. It actually might ease the market a little bit. And then tomorrow we have GDP. That's going to let us know, are we on the brink of a recession or not? And then also initial jobless claims and pending home sales. So tomorrow's a big day. The next piece of this puzzle is what's going on with rates in the bond market. So this is what you're seeing. This is what I see on a daily basis. Why? I'm a mortgage advisor. So I need to know what's going on with rates, mortgage programs, specials going on, and all the what's going on in the economy so I can help you guys make prudent decisions. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is the 10-year treasury. And the reason why I put that up there is for those out there that think they need to follow the 10-year treasury to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. You don't. You need to follow the mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street that you can follow and figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So we look at this number right here. This number represents the price of a mortgage-backed security bond. All you need to know is this thing. If this number's down, doesn't mean rates are going down. It means the price went down. So if this is down, the price of the bond has just dropped. What happens to the yields or mortgage rates? They go up. Okay, there's an inverse or a flip-flop effect. The bigger this number is down, the bigger the adjustment. Okay, where are rates right now? Like I said at the beginning of the video, guys, they're teetering at 7%. We're going to hit it today because I don't think these have been factored in yet. We're down 20, we're down 23. So we're going to see about a 0.10 increase in rates. So that'll put us over the 7% tier. We're teetering back on this 52-week high that we saw, I think it was back in November. So if you're like out there like, Dan, what do you do? How do I get a hold of you guys? I need pre-approved. You have reverse mortgage programs that you have some videos out that say you'll discount a lot of fees, saving us a ton of money. I just worked on one earlier today and we're saving the borrower over $6,000 in fees. In just fees. Okay, if you're looking for that to get pre-qualified, maybe you're looking for a home equity loan to tap into some of that equity in your house that you have to pay off some of those high interest rate credit cards that are only getting higher in interest rates. So if you have any mortgage needs, love to talk to you. How do you reach us? There's three ways. One, you can give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can apply online. There's the tab right over there, or down below, there's a consultation button. If you want, just you have some questions you don't know answers to, instead of Googling him or trying to find it on your own, please schedule a meeting with schedule a one-on-one meeting with a mortgage specialist to answer any questions that you have. So thanks just so much for watching, guys. Don't forget, tonight we have a live event to answer any and all your first-time homebuyer questions or any of your homebuyer questions at all. So that'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern. Love to see you there. God bless, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.